At 49 degrees latitude, Jersey, the largest of the Channel Islands situated between England and France, is much further north than traditional tea lands. Yet the island is proving to be fertile ground to produce fine loose-leaf tea.
Camellia sinensis is a versatile plant that is grown in many parts of the world. This is Dalunja Silva from PM David Silva & Sons, and today I sit down with Alicia Gentili from Jersey Fine Tea, and we talk about growing tea on the island of Jersey. We talk about marketing, we talk about some of the challenges that she has faced producing tea on the island, and what we can expect from Jersey Fine Tea. Establishing a tea farm where none previously existed presents many costly challenges. What is a return on investment for a small holder farm like yours, and what quantities will it take to reach break even?
So that's a really complicated thing to answer. As far as what it takes to set up a new estate, your return is going to depend on how much you have to invest. So you have high investment, you'll get faster returns, but there's a higher risk. Same thing if you have, you know, low skill and low investment, you're going to see a longer time to get returns. It depends on what quality of tea that you want to sell. So if you want to do something like Jersey Fine Tea is doing, we're going for absolute premium, so we can charge more for that. Whereas if we were going for a consumer that wanted more flavor teas or something in bags, we could be producing it at a cheaper rate. It would just be a different client that we're kind of appealing to.
Will you blend to achieve volume?
We are not going to be blending teas at Jersey Fine Tea, but I do appreciate that that's something that companies can do. Other European tea growing regions too are finding that you can't really make enough money from selling tea alone. So we're having to do things like tours and classes and like open it up to the public as to a way of supplementing income.
What are some of the challenges that you've experienced?
One of the challenges that I think that most tea companies everywhere face is cost of labor. In Jersey, minimum wage is much higher than it would be in somewhere like India or Sri Lanka, for example. So that's a huge challenge for us to consider in what we need to charge for teas, how much we can make. The laws here are just different in other places. If we wanted to sun wither the tea, we don't have the flexibility to just put a sheet outside and let it wither in the sun. I know that companies in the United States are getting really creative with working with health and safety. One company is using UV lights to activate the same kind of reaction that sun withering would do. So there are like creative ways of getting around it, but considerations that you have to think of in new tea growing regions. It's not technically a beverage. It's a finished product, but it's still a food product. So it's kind of like in this gray area. So we're kind of unsure about whether it's like a finished product or a food product. So that's, I think, going to come with some challenges for sure.
How has Jersey Fine Tea adapted its manufacturing process to the climate of Jersey?
Tea, like everything grows well. The soil's great here. And we've had to add irrigation to make up for the lack of rainfall that happens. But that was fairly easy to do.
Where would you like to see Jersey Fine Tea being marketed and enjoyed? Is it just for Jersey? Is it for Britain? Or are you looking further afield into Europe and the rest of the world?
We actually do sell globally now, which is really great through our website. We get sales from all over the place. America, France, Germany, the Netherlands, definitely the UK, which is great. I think our target consumer really is tea enthusiasts, people that are interested in tea from new tea growing regions. Our other target audience is Jersey tourists, like people that are coming here. They're looking for something local, something that's grown here, something that's really high end, high quality. So we're trying to get into a lot of the higher end hotels. I'm pushing for we're slowly getting into afternoon teas here, which is really exciting because in the UK, afternoon tea really isn't about the tea so much. So I'm trying to like work with restaurants to get them to kind of change that attitude, like make afternoon tea about having a nice, good quality cup of tea with that. It's definitely challenging in Jersey because loose leaf tea isn't really a well-known experience here. So it comes with like a lot of educating the consumers on how to brew it, what it is even. I think a lot of people get intimidated by it. So for us to succeed as a business, that's why I want to push for doing tours and classes and talking about it, just so we have the education here that people will be interested and start supporting us.